This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Happy birthday to me. What am I supposed to do? This is the party. This is a COVID-style party. Happy birthday to me. Okay, super big day. Super, super, super big day. Got a lot to talk about on the show. There's a new ADHD form of treatment, which involves a video game. So even those of us without ADHD, I think are going to want to, like, treat ourselves with that one. I love video games. We need to talk about how a bunch of passengers were on a flight. I think it went to LAX. Somebody ended up having COVID and nobody ended up telling anybody. All right, that was kind of a mess. And then, of course, some of the latest on police reform and coronavirus spikes. Unfortunately, we are seeing spikes, so which is kind of why this is everybody that came to my birthday party. Just me. But even though we got a busy day, we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I'm not depressed about having another birthday. This birthday is a little tricky for me because it's rounding out kind of the rest of my 40s. And the 40s flew by. And everybody says, don't let life fly by. Well, it did. I don't even remember my 20s. My 30s were a blur. My 30s were, you know, again, working, young kids, whatever. My 40s were kids getting a little older, teenagers, you know, mammograms. I don't know. I think I had mammograms in my 30s. That's kind of the problem when, you know, you keep stepping on the boobs. You know, they're like, something's wrong with it. They're like, let's just mammogram it. So being in my 40s, okay, I'm just this close to having a midlife crisis. We've talked about midlife crises, right? We've talked about midlife reboots. But the reason why I almost lost it today is I was taking a shower, and I get out of the shower, and in the bathroom, you know, there's mirrors. And there's mirrors, like, all over the place. I don't understand that. Whoever designed a bathroom obviously wasn't a woman. Because I get out of the shower and, you know, I look at myself naked and, you know, the cats are always there and, you know, one of my cats throws up. That's funny because my cat always throws up. Yeah, and, you know, he's always spitting up. And I used to think it was, you know, a hairball or something. No, I really think he's throwing up because I'm getting out of the shower. So I'm naked and I'm, you know, looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, really? Really? This is my body? And the funny thing is when I had a fantastic body, you know, like in my 20s and stuff, I never thought I did. I've never thought, ever thought I was attractive at all. I was always, you know, like if somebody said, do you know Dahlia? Nobody would ever say, oh, she's the one that's, you know, attractive or she's the one that's hot. No, they'd say, oh, yeah, she's the one that's, you know, kind of funny, you know, and or she's always smiling or laughing or, you know, maybe she's smart and, you know, she lets me copy off of her in class. I was never, you know, the good-looking one. And so I never thought when I probably was at the hottest I've ever been, never thought I was good-looking, so I never took a picture. I never took a picture. Oh, my God, I would never let anybody take a picture of me naked or anything like that. So the years went by, and then I had, you know, a couple babies and things like that, and, you know, and then I'm just getting older and older and older. So I step out of the shower today, and I look at myself, and I go, yeah, it was hard. It was really hard. And I go, what if this is the best I'm ever going to look? Not going back to my 20s, but from here on out, I'm not going to be 20 again. I'm never going to be 20 again. I'm never going to be 30 again. What if this right now is the best I'm ever going to look? And I brought up how I would be identified, because you start to do that. When you start to get older, you start to kind of think about, well, how are people going to remember me? If God forbid I die and I'm at the funeral and all that, you know, what are people going to say? Well, I know my rabbi is going to say that, you know, I didn't know my Bible. I offered the rabbi the other day, they were outside, you know, kind of in the sun working, and I'm like, you know, do you guys want me to get you some BLTs? And he looked at me like, we don't eat BLTs. I'm like, I know, it's trying to be funny. So I don't know what my rabbi would say about me, but, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, what do I want to be known for? Do I want to be known for an author? Do I want to be known for a radio host? Do I want to be known for a, you know, doctor? Memories fade. People start to lose that, but a picture is worth a thousand words. And so I think I would just like to, at one time in my life, have people say, you know what, she was attractive, you know? But how do you do that? It's called Photoshop. Right? It's called getting a great photographer. So even though I was really prude and I was religious and I didn't want anyone to see me naked when I was younger, now I'm at the age where I'm like, you know what? I would like something of me that goes, you know, into posterity. Is that what it's called? Posterity? Like into history or whatever, where I look attractive. Now, the reason why I'm thinking about this, not because of what I saw in the mirror today. If I made any of you guys do that, that would be like, you know, the worst, that would be the worst cathartic it might even be a good laxative too. I mean, you poop when you see me. It's not very attractive at all. But I have been asked during periodic times in my career to, like, you know, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, do like a provocative sort of nothing, you know, sultry, nothing, you know, skanky or anything like that, but something very provocative for breast cancer, you know, kind of where you're covering up, or same thing with, you know, gynecological cancer. There's a way to do these pictures. And so I don't know. So I'm kind of considering maybe doing that. Of course, there's going to be a hell of a lot of cropping. Yeah, that too. Hell of a lot of photoshopping. I think Corey's okay with it because, I mean, you know, once you see your wife naked so many times, your cornea, you know, starts to fry. So I don't even think he sees it anymore. So I think he's going to be okay with it. But I just think, you know, rather than having a midlife crisis, or rather than being upset that I'm not going to be in my 40s much longer and that I'm getting older and, you know, I want to be remembered for certain things. And yeah, being smart is cool. But, you know, I don't know. I want people to say I was attractive at some point in my life. So maybe me being at my worst. You know how I told you sometimes you have to cut to heal, or like with homeopathy, you treat with illness or like vaccines to get better. I think one way that I'm going to feel better about myself, feel better, feel attractive, is if I take myself at my most unattractive, and by the way, this is the most unattractive I've ever been in my life, and call it my starting point. Say, now, this is me at my most attractive. And we'll see what happens. Don't worry, I'll warn you guys so you guys don't have to look at it, okay? And we'll upload it to the internet, like in the middle of the night so nobody sees it. 1-877, I'm just kidding. I want to make you guys look at this. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Oh, and big thanks to my mommy for giving birth to me a few years back. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, my buddy Richard's on the line. Richard, how are you today?
I'm hanging in there. Thanks for asking, Dahlia. I'm going through a lot of frustration with this PUA, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, and the state of Nevada, along with the third party that's handling it, Lorica. Mm-hmm. And the governor and the head of unemployment, nothing but excuses. And a lot of people are waiting for payments, and a lot of people that are getting payments, when they speak to agents to have problems resolved, they just make things worse, and it's just a nightmare.
So Richard, okay, so what line of work are you in? Tell my listeners.
I'm a gig worker. I'm a musician. and I do a few other things.
Very cool.
We fall into the category 1099, self-employed gig worker, and we are supposed to be taken care of, and we've waited 4 months. You know, it's just terrible what they're doing.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, because, yeah, so basically when all this went down, people were supposed to be able to apply for unemployment. They had said, they had made an announcement, you know, from Washington even, that we were going to, you know, be able to, our gig workers, which, I, thank God, finally, you know, that's what I thought months ago, that, you know, finally people were going to understand that gig workers, you know, needed some sort of protection during an economic time. But it's very interesting. This is the first time I heard that still gig workers couldn't, you know, be able to tap in on assistance.
Well, they're able to file, and once they file, their payments are stuck in progress for weeks at a time, and they don't receive any money. Some people receive partial payments. Myself, they owed me 15 weeks because they got the system up and running, and we were only able to start filing on May 23rd. So I got paid for week 15. I got paid for week 16, 17, and 18.
But they still owe you.
15, 17, and 18. Excuse me?
But they still owe you for the first few, right?
Yes, they owed for my claim weeks 1 through 15.
Right.
Now, other people's, their claims go back to 10 weeks, 12 weeks. Mine went back 15 weeks. So my first payment was week 16, second payment week 17, third payment week 18, but no back payments. So when I finally got through, actually literally calling 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, I finally got through to an agent, and she said she sent an email to inquire about the back payments, and she said some other confusing things. And she said, don't worry, everything's taken care of. And I felt a little uneasy, hung up the phone. And sure enough, when I went to file on Sunday, I wasn't able to file for week 19.
Oh, no.
Now there are 16. Yeah, so now there are 16 weeks behind. And what it says is that I'm not able to file my weekly claim while they're considering the back dates. Well, you know, everything was set. Everything, no issues whatsoever. My claim summary says no issues, no issues, no issues, no outstanding issues. They were paying me. And so why can't they look into that and keep the weekly going? I don't
know. Because it's government. That's how government does things. You would think that simple logic would, I don't understand. And you know what, this is kind of heartbreaking because for us, we had a little bit of savings, not much because the recession really, you know, emptied out our bank account badly. But, you know, we luckily were able to tap in on a little bit of savings. The economy was only good for a couple years. It wasn't enough for people to kind of, you know, build up any savings or coffers that they needed. And so when stupid stuff like this happens, what would you have done if you weren't even able to get the original? What would you have had to end up doing?
Well, luckily, you know, after the last recession, I clawed my way back. The last 2 years, I've worked my blood, sweat, and tears. I've been working 60 hours a week, and I've been saving and saving and saving because I'm getting older. I'm into my retirement now, $5,000-$10,000 the last few months because of this. And it took years to save that amount of money. That's not chump change. Luckily, I have more. But the thing is, they took our businesses away. They destroyed our lives, you know, when we were just getting back on track, you know, with the COVID and, you know, with the fake numbers that they had on that, you know. When they started opening phase one, you know, how do they double the COVID deaths overnight? You know, there's just something that's a whole other story, but it affected us. And so the federal government allocated money for us, the pandemic, the assistance, that's a federal ruling law, the statute, I don't know what you call it, but it was for us to have now for relief. And on top of everything, you know, skipping over the burner horn, it's this crazy rioting, and everything is so much. Give us our money. We need our money to survive, to pay our rent. What I would have done if I didn't really save hard and work hard, I'd probably be in the streets.
I know.
And many people are facing because of this.
I know. You know? I know. I know.
I'm fortunate. I thank God I have my health and a roof over my head. But they are really driving us to the point with all the other pressures in life and all the issues that are going on in the world and in our county and in our city and, you know, in our neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. You're doing this to us. And there's only so much we could take. And there is no help. I sent certified letters to Carson City. I sent certified letters to Las Vegas. I wrote the Department of Labor in Washington, D.C. There's supposedly an attorney north of Las Vegas that's getting together a class action lawsuit. That all takes time. We need our money now.
Exactly, exactly. I want to, and the interesting thing is that, you know, sporadically I've been hearing that people are saying, look, I still haven't gotten my unemployment. I still haven't gotten my gig. I'm just wondering if maybe we just need to kind of coalesce everybody on social media and find, you know, have a place where everyone can sign so that we kind of can, I could then even help present, look, guys, these are the numbers. This is what we're looking at. You know, maybe let the media know. And I understand that the unemployment office is overwhelmed. I get that. But there has to be a number you could call. There has to be somebody you could go to, and then you're trapped. This is kind of one of the reasons why a lot of doctors don't take Medicare. Doctors weren't getting paid by Medicare, there was nobody to call. All you could do is just take it. And people said, well, then forget about it. I'm tired of calling. I'm tired of it. Unfortunately, you can't do that when it comes to unemployment. So, you know, message me. Maybe we just need to, we just need to kind of get a hold of everybody out there. My guess is it's not even Nevada. My guess is it's in, you know, multiple states.
Well, untrue. Nevada is the worst, and we were the last to be taken care of. I will send you the links to the two groups that we already have, and we've had the peaceful protest down at the government building. I think we should do it in front of Fox News or something, or block the streets of Las Vegas Boulevard, you know. But they need to help us now.
I know.
I'll send you the link to the two groups. And
thank you.
I forgot what else I was just going to say besides giving you the links to the two groups.
No, but honestly, Richard, you know, you and the gig, if people don't understand with Vegas, it's not just about the unions, it's not just about the salaried employees, you know, it's about those people that are, you know, and so vital to our economy. And one question before we go on break, do you feel like you'll be able to work at least half capacity as Vegas reopens, or are you noticing that because entertainment is still being put off to later phases, you aren't going to be able to get to work sooner than later?
It's not going to get back to normal for a long time. And then everything, I wish I had a crystal ball every time they give us a date that we could go perform, like the other night.
Right.
No, now we can't. And we have no clue of what's going on. As far as my other business, I take care, I board and I train dogs. So when people go on a cruise, which they're not going to do these days, so they're going to be afraid of being quarantined on there for 30 days. You know, it's a little bit of a living. I get about $1,000 per dog per month. You know, I take care of three dogs a month. That's $3,000 a month. That is gone. I was turning away clients before this, and I was looking for a bigger place so I could take in more dogs and expand also my automotive business. Both businesses were shot down to the ground, killed after 2 years of working my tail off. After I got laid off of corporate, I was working in the solar division for Tesla. That was corporate. Wow. They had many, many, many layoffs and stuff like that. But I decided to, you know, do my own thing. And I created two businesses working my tail off. And
man. Well, Richard, man, well, keep us posted. Message me later today or tomorrow, because today's obviously crazy. And God bless. And hopefully we can get you some help, okay? All right, you take care. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDAL. I don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is going into the details regarding a new executive order on police reforms.
I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities.
The president, hosting an event at the Rose Garden, also says he feels sorry for the victims of police violence and their families.
To all of the hurting families, I want you to know that all Americans mourn by your side. Your loved ones will not have died in vain.
Retail sales increased 18% in May, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The news comes as states begin to slowly and safely reopen their economy. Now, economists had predicted sales would rise by 7.4%. Investors on Wall Street happy to hear the news as the Dow has been up over 800 points at times during trading on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. The Senate is in session, but many are wondering when the House will be. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has kept her chamber on, in his words, the longest running spring break in history. He said this morning on the Senate floor that the Democratic-led House should be back in session as the country faces a once-in-a-century pandemic.
Over in the Democratic-led House of Representatives, the lights are off. The doors are locked. There's nobody home.
Deaths from COVID-19 could reach 200,000 in the United States by October. That's according to a new model that has been very influential in policymaking. The model, maintained by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, now is projecting just over 200,000 deaths by October 1st. Currently, there are just over 2.1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCK-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCK-DALI. So I really like all the little birthday decor. I think I'm going to, like, keep it because my studio needs really definitely some more decor. Okay, so a lot to talk about here. Want to give you guys some updates on coronavirus and a few, but one headline that I think we all knew was coming, and it's a very little headline. If you look at everything going on in the news, you know, it's just a little bitty headline, but this is some serious stuff. All right. I watch Walmart. If I want to take the temperature of the country, if I want to take the temperature of the economy, if I want to take the temperature of the consumer, I'm going to go to Walmart, literally, because people are half naked and you can easily take the temperature, I guess. And we're hearing that Walmart This is coming out of New York, even though it's only going to start in Arkansas. We are hearing the Walmart is looking to remove all cashiers, right, from their stores. And just have you do the self-kiosk. Now, how many of you guys have ever been in the line at Walmart? And the self-serve kiosks, there's about maybe four of them. Some of them at the Walmarts have like eight. And you're standing in line, and you're thinking it's just somebody with a small little bag. They're going to just go up to the bag. They're going to quickly, you know, scan some things, and they don't. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, man, you know, I could have at least talked to a person. I could have at least, you know, tried to find a coupon. I could have, you know, you're like, you know what, take with that. I want a person. Well, when I saw these kiosks start to come up, I'm like, oh, man. You know, they're going to be able to save so much money. Remember, doesn't Amazon, I forget, isn't it called like Amazon Go, where with Amazon you could just, all you have to do is just flash your phone or something, and you could take the goods, you could take the groceries and leave. These stores need to save money. Okay, I mean, we've been talking about the COVID crisis. We were just talking to Richard and what's been going on with unemployment and people not being able, especially the gig workers, still not being able to get unemployment money. And when you look at the way things are turning, you know, COVID, we want COVID to be over. We want life to go back to normal. We want the economy to go back. And when you hear people say life will never be the same again, you hear the naysayers go, come on, you're just being dramatic. You know, life goes on. We're going to be able to go back to our own way of life. I'm kind of with the first group. I really think that whatever changes were going to happen, COVID is now the excuse to make that happen. So if a company was looking to fire somebody and to downsize and to maybe have people work from home and to save money, this is the way to do it. If parents were tired of school shootings, if they were tired of kids getting bullied into suicidal thoughts, getting tired of, you know, being given, you know, political agendas in college, you know, where, you know, you think your child's going to just kind of learn something, you know, objective, and there's always politics put in. Now, COVID is an excuse to, you want to know what, you'll just do online school. So, if Walmart does get rid of their cashiers, and from what I understand, they're already going to try it in Fayetteville, Arkansas, that is the start of a tsunami of unemployment and of, you want to know what? We don't need people. Now, it's under the guise, in Walmart's defense, all right, this is under the guise of, well, that will help protect people. If we don't have people next to people, then we will protect people. So you'll just go to a kiosk that needs to get cleaned. Which, by the way, mine always messes up. You know, I'll put something in the bag, and then it'll beep, and then I'll be like, oh, and then I'll take it out of the bag after I scanned it, put it in my cart, and then it beeps like I stole something, and then I'm like, I need help, and I'm always kind of sitting there going, I need help. So I mean, for me, I don't really like the kiosk because I kind of feel like I'm, you know, like not very, I feel like I'm going to end up in jail because the kiosk is going to accuse me of something. You know, so I'm like, will you please videotape? By the way, I do think there's a camera there, so that's not the place to straighten the bra. That's definitely not the place because I'm like digging in. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to think I'm going to put something in there. But when you see that, you know, I guess they tried the robot thing. They tried the kiosk thing is probably one of the cheapest way to do things. I don't know if you guys have been to my airport. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have McCarran. And McCarran Airport used to have people, kind of like toll booth operator type things, when you got out of parking. And there would be somebody, and they'd be like, you know, how's your trip? Like, oh, the trip was good, you know, and then you'd pay for the parking. And you'd be like, oh, my God, really? $60 for parking? They're like, I know. And, you know, you'd complain about it, and then you kind of wave and go. I think most of them are all now replaced by just self-serve. Everything is now self-serve. But we have a problem here. Okay, self-serve isn't always COVID-friendly. So you know how these buffets, apparently we are going to reopen buffets. The buffets will be back. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But they're going to be not the type of buffet where you get to kind of dig in and get your seconds and thirds. Somebody's going to like serve you and things like that. So we will have buffets. But the problem is these self-serve drinks, like, you know how you would go to, like, a 7-Eleven, and so you'd fill up your drink, your Slurpee, and then you'd be like, well, let me drink half of it now, and then fill it back up, and I just got a half a drink, right? And then you cover it up, and you're like, oh, I hope nobody looked. Okay, we aren't going to be able to do that anymore. You know, if self-serve is gone, you're going to have somebody do it for you. So that might be an opportunity to have more staff, but it sounds to me like I think a lot of companies are already seeing the heat. You know, I had Walmart stock. I sold it because I didn't have a lot of it and we needed the money. And I just thought that Walmart was going to start having issues. And I don't know where these, you know, big stores are going to go, where these big, too big to fail sort of conglomerates out there that, you know, we think we're able to be COVID proof and we're able to be, you know, economy proof. I think they're in trouble. And one way to save themselves is having less people involved, having less employees. And again, I'm not accusing Walmart of doing this, but this is just the start. Schools, school budgets, we've been talking about school budgets for a while. School budgets are getting cut. And from what I understand and what I'm hearing from teachers, they still don't know what the next school year is going to be like. Nobody does. With coronavirus, every 2 days we hear new news. We hear new phases, or we hear, well, we're not ready to open up with the phase, or and nobody knows what the heck is going on. And we're supposed to have a school year ready to go. I mean, you know, we're supposed to have thousands upon thousands of kids in everybody's district get ready to come back to school. Just be prepared. It's going to be online. Now, I'm having parents contact me going, well, what do I do about daycare? You know, where are daycares in terms of COVID? And you know, how do I go back to work if my kid doesn't go back to school? This is just, it's got to be one of the most stressful times. And unfortunately, I don't have the answers. It would be ideal if kids go back to school, parents go back to work, and everything goes back to the way it was. I mean, weren't things just simpler in 2019? 2019 wasn't that bad a year. You know, 19 is, that number's a prime number, so I don't do well with it. Just like 49, not doing well with that number either. You know, so those prime numbers, you can't do much with it. But when you kind of look at where they're going to go, it's all going to be different. I mean, if a school district has to save money, teachers are getting fired. Teachers are getting cut. Classes are going to be changed. You would think that it would cost them more. Well, they'll have to stratify. They'll have to whatever. They're going to incorporate online. They have to save money. We're going to see this with medical schools, dental schools, and all that. You know, if you don't have people wanting to spend the $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, and you don't want, then, you know, they're fearful of, you know, the changes and then having to fly back home and things like that. There's going to have to be hybrids. Everybody's going to have to come up with a hybrid. Walmart's doing that. They're going to have people. They're going to have self-serve. They, you know, same thing with shops. You're going to have Internet, you're going to have self-serve, or you're going to have a brick and mortar. But the hybrid, if we had a glass ball, we had to kind of predict what we need to do in the future in the post-COVID economy, it'll all be about hybrid. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the new vaccine. We're being told that we might have a new vaccine by the end of 2020. However, it might not reduce infection. It might reduce disease, but it might not reduce infection. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some other advances in coronavirus. Some were pretty easy and right under our nose. And then we got ADHD kids and what we could do to help them. So don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have an attention deficit. People always kind of seem to make jokes, go, oh, you need to repeat it to me because I have ADHD or whatever. And it really is no joke. Those who suffer from attention deficit or hyperactivity, it does wear on you. It you know, I'm hyper. I've never been diagnosed with ADHD because, you know, I'm just hyper, and maybe I should be diagnosed with hyperactivity, but, you know, it works for me, and it doesn't seem to interfere with my social life, and it seems to get the job done. That, you know, I don't think anybody seems to have an issue with it. But for those people where it does, where they can't sleep, they can't get through a family meal, they can't get through a classroom, they can't get through work. They start a project and then they start another project, and they, you know, it unfortunately can be very debilitating. Well, many times we pick this up with kids, and we, as parents, we don't want to always medicate a child that has that, and as physicians as well, because, you know, for every deficit or challenge you might have, you have a gift. You know, and now somebody could say, well, somebody with ADHD, you know, multitasks. Maybe they do multitask, but most of the time somebody with severe attention deficit doesn't technically multitask because they don't finish the task. So like I said, it can be debilitating. However, many of the, let's say if we have to look at the evolutionary reasons for somebody being attention deficit, is because they're smart. They're very, very bright. And these kids are some of the brightest kids out there. In fact, a lot of children with autism or Asperger's, or depending on you know, where in the spectrum, they also have attention deficit. And, you know, people say, well, you know, maybe give them medication for their attention deficit and their autism will improve. You don't understand. Their attention deficit might be a sign of their gift. You know, I mean, you know, somebody with severe autism, it would be very, very fascinating to see what is distracting them. Are they seeing things that we don't see? Are they aware of things that we aren't aware of? And that's what they notice. You know, parents get very frustrated that their, you know, autistic child or their ADHD kid doesn't want to sit and watch Barney or Sesame Street or something. And I go, I don't know if that's a bad thing. You know, your kid might just be too smart for it. See, for me, I loved Sesame Street. I could watch Grover and Cookie Monster all day long. I just loved it. I love fun. Still, even to this day, if you told me that I had a choice of seeing, well, I do like history, and I do like, you know, movies that make you think, but I will always pick the dumb comedy. Maybe it's because I'm always in the books, I'm always reading, I'm always, you know, so I really love, you know, that kind of thing. But when you have a child, it's like, I really don't want to watch Barney or Big Bird or, you know, they don't stay focused. That might not mean, you know, all negative. So we hesitate when we're parents or when we're physicians to go, all right, you know what, let's medicate. We're told and many times encouraged to medicate because the child's failing in school, and, you know, sometimes it's just beyond, you know, if you don't have the, you know, if you don't have the infrastructure within school for those with ADD and you know, you don't have enough resources and you don't have enough teachers. Many times school districts are like, you know, look, we know these work. Your child will learn. That's the best we have. But I've never thought that was the best we've had. I've never thought that. I think there's better. So one thing that they've come out with is this video game. And it doesn't look like much of one, but it is. It's Achilles Interactive Endeavor RX, formerly called Project EVO. And it's the first video game that could legally be marketed to be prescribed as medicine. So the FDA is authorizing doctors to prescribe the iPhone iPad game, for children between the ages of 8 and 12 with attention deficit. Apparently, it went through 7 years of clinical trials that studied over 600 children to figure out whether a game could actually make a difference. According to the company's favorite of the five studies, the answer is one-third of kids treated no longer had a measurable attention deficit on at least one measure of objective attention. So they played the obstacle dodging target collecting game for 25 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 4 weeks. And they found improvements in impairments following a month of treatment. The most common side effects being frustration and headache, but that was mild compared to many of the other medications. So they call this a virtual medication. So one concern is, do they fatigue? I mean, if you're trying to get your kids to do their homework And then you have them play a 20-minute game, and they lose, they get frustrated. Will they be fatigued? Will they not want to go and do their homework? But they do think that this might be an adjunct. Right now, they don't feel it's sufficient to substitute a medication with this. But they do think that this might have some merit. So, this video game, I can't really see what it is. It looks like, it doesn't look like Pac-Man. See, my type of video game is kind of Pac-Man. But apparently, Kelly Rep tells The Verge that they're going to do more trials, but it looks like a, hold on a second, let me put on, I don't want the volume going on just because I don't know what it's going to say. Okay. There it is. Oh. All right. So there looks like there's fishies, and then it looks like there's people, it actually looks like a cartoon. You want to know, I think it's almost too distracting. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it just to see if I feel like I could focus more. I don't do well with video games. I feel bad about myself after a video game because I keep losing. That's the problem with video games. So the video games, the way they were built in the 80s was they wanted you to put in more quarters. So you would get eaten in Pac-Man or Ms. Pac-Man by the monsters. Although, you know what? Somebody said that Pac-Man is like coronavirus. You go into the store where basically you go as fast as you can to try to get the fruit and then get out, you know, before these, you know, pathogens get you. So actually, Pac-Man is kind of like COVID. I guess the 80s predicted it 30, 40 years, you know, in advance. But neither here nor there. So with video games, it was designed where you would lose and be so tempted that you put more money in there. I don't know if you guys have ever played Candy Crush. Candy Crush does that. Candy Crush, you lose by just one box. And it always happens when you're on your last man or last life. So it makes you want to spend. I don't buy lives on Candy Crush. I'm like, well, heck with that, and I just feel crappy. But it's these games are designed to make you spend money. So, why are we surprised that attention deficit, you know, children, you know, and video games seem to kind of fall into that same vicious thing? So my suggestion would be if they do a video game, and I haven't seen how this is played, is make sure that somebody feels like they accomplished a task. Make sure that, you know, when they come, they feel like they got that part of the job done. You know, people ask them what should they do with their children that have attention deficit and how should they, you know, approach them if they don't want to do medication. And I go, well, you know, you want to, you know, for some kids, goal-oriented works. Some it doesn't. Because if they don't make the goal, they're like, well, to heck with it. But then you make bite-sized goals. They say, look, your goal today with this, you know, 25... or your goal, let's say in this hour, with this 25 problem worksheet with math, is we're going to get through 5 of them. Make them feel accomplished with 5. Then you're going to take a break, and then with the next, we'll do another 5. Do you want to go for 10? You could do it. I know you could do it. Then have them do 10. And, you try to, you know, train them out of that brain fatigue. Basically, with the mind with the child with attention deficit is they just get tired of what they're working on. And like I said, is that really a bad thing? Math problems, for me, I love, but for other people, math problems are boring. If a child is getting bored after doing 10 math problems, does that mean there's something really wrong with them? That could mean that child is probably the smartest child on the planet. Math problems for some people are boring. So I think we need to kind of approach and realize that kids have different, you know, strengths. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-Step Guide to Immunity for Life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.